This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
I like Sig.
Siggy!
You are far more of a bandwagon fan than you let on.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Steiny and Giddings with you on a Monday. 49ers lose 13-3 on Saturday to Seattle. And let me put a rat on the table sponsored by Atco Pest Control. That game's on the offense, despite Kyle Shanahan saying this.
I mean, we need to tackle better. We need to play better than that. I was proud that they kept battling and was able to hold them to 13 points. That's what gave us a chance there at the end. But we need to play better all around.
Hey, Sala, you guys teach tackling drills? Do you? Because 180 yards rushing is not... it's not going to go unnoticed.
No, you know what else isn't going to get unnoticed?
Literally.
7 3-and-outs, or however many it was.
Team in the NFL. You don't think Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley not licking his chops watching that tape? That 3rd and 17 is going to be in, I don't know who calls plays for him anymore, but that's going to be in his back pocket. Just toss, crack right, 3rd and 17, easy 20-yard gain, we're good.
No, 2 for 2 on that apparently in the last 2 weeks. Aikman
said...
that's
right, the Bears had one. Well, I think that was...
it was like 3rd and 15.
One of them was an offsides. I thought the Bears had a free play, but... Oh, so you know Aikman. Oh, but you don't know Buck.
But I don't know who Aikman works for.
Yeah.
Hey, he's consulting for some team.
Yeah, the Dolphins.
Nice.
They're done.
Don't get him and McCarthy together.
Yeah, former quarterbacks in the front office. That's worked out lately.
Mike McCarthy.
You see the Raiders just
Mike
fired
McDaniel.
They just fired Pete Carroll.
McDaniels, McMichael. There's too many mix out there.
We had a mix-up on Saturday with McDonald.
I mean the MC, not the other.
And then there's also Jaden Daniels. So this is Jaden Daniels, Mike McDaniel, and
it's Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, and Mike McDonald.
Correct. Mike McCarthy, former Cowboys coach. Jaden Daniels.
There's no mix.
No, I'm talking about the NBA.
Oh.
The Timberwolves guy.
Of course you would be.
I mean, I'm all these guys.
That's on me. I should have known.
All right. Let's go to, what do we got? Who's been waiting the longest? It's Bob in San Francisco. Hey, Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I saw the game, and I thought it was a great game by the 49ers. Yes, their offense wasn't that good, but their defense was amazing. If you had said something before the game to say, we're going to hold Seattle to 13 points, you would have been called crazy. Because Seattle's one of the top offensive teams. They're really a really good defensive team. I think the 49ers are going to have, if they get people back, Trent Williams back, I think that they're going to play better against Philadelphia. I think they have more of a chance against them than they did against Seattle.
Yeah, Bob, I would agree with that. I would agree with that, but that's now using hindsight and seeing how good Seattle was up close. But look, Philly's fickle. They can be beaten.
They're
what? You're gonna say they stink?
No, I was gonna.
I'm sure Willard will.
I was gonna talk
later.
I was gonna talk about old people, but I didn't really want to do that in front of you. Philly's being, they're waiting to be put down.
What if I were to say maybe they're just waiting for the playoffs?
That doesn't work.
What?
How many teams, not named the Kansas City Chiefs,
well, we'll see,
play their worst football at the end of the season and win?
Wait a minute. First of all, the last game doesn't mean anything.
No. I'm talking about the last half of the season.
They were probably 5-3.
The Eagles have not been playing very good football against good. I mean, yeah, they beat the Commanders. Sorry, they lost.
See,
the Commanders.
This is what I think is funny, though.
Jalen Hurts turned the ball over.
This is always funny.
Saquon Barkley's limping to the finish line.
If the 49ers
look good against the Raiders, sure.
If the 49ers had won the Super Bowl last year, we'd be talking about all the pedigree. Hey, so what? They're 6-seed. Big deal. They got the pedigree. The Eagles apparently get penalized for being a Super Bowl team last year.
Well, you know where the pedigree showed up? At the podium.
Because Sirianni?
I'm not talking about the Eagles.
Oh.
I'm talking about the Niners. At the podium.
Yeah.
Because they're not feeling any worse than they were 7 days ago.
And apparently, they just got to fix the defense.
I mean, we need to tackle better. We need to play better than that. I was proud that they kept battling and was able to hold them to 13 points. That's what gave us a chance there at the end. But we need to play better all around.
Yeah. Not Shanny's okay. Finest moment there. But, okay, all right, let's be honest. You've known this guy for some time, you and Shanahan. And, you know, we've all gotten close and we've been able to kind of learn about each other and stuff. And when was the last time you heard him sound like he looked in a mirror? I mean, the guy doesn't point at himself. He's the kind of guy who forgets that when you point at someone, the thumb's pointed back at you, kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, I've never heard that one. I like it.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. Let's go to all right. Let's go to Philmo, Mike.
Before,
hey, Philmo, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, Woody?
Hey.
Hey, man. It's unfortunate. McCaffrey. Sometimes he do good a whole season, and we get to down to a critical part of the game. I mean, it's really not a strong kind of, not fully as well, but it touched him in the hand. He could have caught that, but it's annoying.
Hey, Philmo, we got a bad connection, my main man.
It's wet out there. Stay dry, yeah. Philmo, but call back.
Let's go to one of the most beautiful areas on the coast, Gualala, and Gary. He's in Gualala. Hey, Gary. Gary.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just got to give a shout out. This is my first call, and you know, I'm just planning ahead for next year because I think this year ain't going to happen.
Oh.
And I was thinking if we get Trey Lance back, it might be good.
All right, that'll do it.
Oh,
that will do it. Gualala was in the house.
Gear Bear. I got something for Gary. So Shanahan did not take accountability for a responsibility for the offense, but he was vindicated a little bit yesterday.
How so?
You see the way Jim Harbaugh used Trey Lance?
As a pocket passer?
Eerily reminiscent of, I think it was 2022, week one in Chicago. Trey Lance ran the ball 13 times.
Well,
he didn't run the ball that much, but he was running a lot against Denver.
You know,
by the way, he made $6 million this year, so good for Trey Lance.
Well, you know what
the highest paid backup in football, I think.
I think it was Saturday, or I don't know if it was at the party or not, but I was pontificating. in a big way, and I was right on the money. Let me tell you something about Trey Lance. I'm going to tell you this right now. He is a great guy. He is a true... Listen, I know you're laughing.
No.
There is the only way, the only reason he is still in the league must be because he is a true professional player, shows up on time, is a team. Like, there's no way. Like, he's got to be a great teammate. Seriously.
No, and, I wasn't laughing at
yeah,
that.
You were. Yeah,
I
you
was
were.
Laughing at your comment.
So how many games
you're going to tell me about Trey Lance? I literally covered the guy at North Dakota State.
Yeah, I've never really seen him play.
It wasn't a drop
except
until
for
now.
The Niners, and I realize he's not a very good quarterback. So
no,
why is he still on a roster? Because there's always room for a great teammate and a true professional. So hats off to Trey Lance.
Yeah, he made a pretty penny this year for running the ball 9 times in week 18.
How many playoff games do you think Christian McCaffrey's played in?
Ooh, well, I know 3. He had 2 in 2022. I'm going to say 6.
7?
7.
All right, what if I told you now I'm looking at some of the playoff games and I'm
Oh,
little...
has he been pretty good?
No.
Oh. That proves my point. Thank you.
Okay, played 1 for Carolina.
How many 100-yard rushing games has Christian? I don't believe he had one during the 2023 season.
In 7 playoff games, he's had 100-yard game, and that was with Carolina. He had...
Well, that's good.
No, that's wrong.
Did they win the game?
No, I'm wrong. Oh, he had 101... Oh, wait. This thing's so hard to read.
Oh, he had 101 receiving
yards. Okay, my bad. He still had one. He had 119 yards and 15 carries in the 41-23 win against Seattle in 2023.
Yeah, actually, I think both of us might want to backpedal on this. He's been pretty good.
Okay, and then against Dallas, he had 10 rushing attempts for 35 yards, six receptions for 22 yards.
Yeah.
So he didn't do much against Dallas.
I think he also might have been hurt in that game, but he Dallas's defense was awesome that year. Remember, Dak threw the first 2 picks in the first half.
Yep. Against Philly in the 31-7 loss, he had 84 yards on 15 carries.
Well, yeah, he was the quarterback by the end of the
game. So that's an outlier. Okay, in 2024, Green Bay, he had 17 for 98, 20 for 90, and then 22 for 80. Those are all rushing in the playoffs 2 years ago. And the receiving yardage, he caught 19 passes for 150-ish yards.
Yeah, well, and this is the thing with McCaffrey and why he's had some untimely moments in big games, but you do have, whenever you evaluate McCaffrey, you have to look at...
He's lost one fumble.
The total yards.
In the playoffs.
He's scored 9 touchdowns in 7 games. He's had over 100 scrimmage yards.
One fumble and 105 carries. Pretty good.
Oh, boy.
All right. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Then why were so many Niners fans mad at him? I'm a voice for the people, for the young generation.
Well, let's get back to Filmo. He called us back and he brought up McCaffrey. So
okay.
Let's get back to him about
McCaffrey.
I'm
sorry, Filmo.
Hey,
I'm
Filmo,
sorry.
What's up, buddy?
Yo, nah, just unfortunate, it's just untimely. It happens in it's very weird, and we're always down there by the 20-yard line.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to bring up the fact that if we're getting only like a yard a carry, 2 yards a carry, why don't you just put McCaffrey in the slot? Like, and let B. Rob get a yard or 2 yards a carry. I mean, he's a serviceable back. You haven't played him that much this year, right? He's probably a little bit fresher. In regards to our personnel, I think what Cal was – his quote was interesting, but I don't think he's not putting blame on his offense, Steiny. I just think he's pointing out that the defense, they got to tackle better, man. But when you're tired, you don't tackle well.
Right.
And you're put it out of position, and you're trying to tackle, but you're just grabbing at the player, and you're not thumping them. Seattle, what impressed me about them was their girth. They're not just fast. They're very girthy. Even with the Niners, good players, even with Bosa, he's kind of slight. Warner, when he hits you, it's sometimes he's there, but it's not girthy. A lot of the players when Seattle hit our players, it was girthy. And my last point is, and someone else brought this up, actually shot Larry Kruger, and Damon Bruce is also Indiana Hoosiers fan, just FYI. But anyway, that is near here or there. Literally, they're not here nor there. But he did bring up this point. He said that instead of the Niners, we did take leaps and bounds on our special teams, but we got 2-3 specialists on our special teams that are not used playing defense. If we could kind of like maybe use only one like specialist, like when I say specialist.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Outside of the kicker or the punter, if we could get someone else and just, like, draft better players, maybe more athletic players, and coach them up on the special teams, but allow them to play more snaps for our defense, I think that'll help us, because we got players that are, like, our backup linebackers are, like, special team specialists.
Yeah, you know what?
It should be the other way around.
You know what, Mike?
In my opinion.
Yeah, you know what, Mike? I heard something similar. I was watching the end of the Philly game against Washington, and Ross Tucker was on the call. And he's pretty tough.
What did you think of Ringo?
I said it was one of the – they ran the replay, and he said, what's he doing? That's brutal.
For those who didn't catch it, Josh Johnson ran left for the game-winning touchdown, and there's a defensive back who looked like he was in position to make a tackle and just literally turned his back on the quarterback.
The one thing he said was late in that game, like he was like, Philly is gassed defensively.
Mm.
And he said part of the reason is because they played guys who don't play a lot. And that's, I think we're starting to see that with the Niners, too. The more the non-star players or non-starters play, they might have fatigue issues, but they're also going to have, like, there might be a talent gap there, too.
Well, there's certainly a talent gap, especially on defense. I don't think it really matters who they play. I mean, you look at the postseason picture, and I think just about every defense probably has more talent on it. Maybe not Carolina, but they certainly have some dudes who can play. The point is, I think that, take a guy like Tatum Bethune, and unfortunately he's out for the remainder of the season because he tore his groin. But I do think that the first few weeks, it was probably easier for Saleh to get more out of a guy like Tatum Bethune because he's fresh and he's ready to go. And he's in a physical condition to make every single play. Now, and I know he's missed some games, but he's played half the season. And Tatum Bethune is I think a seventh round, second year player. He's never played this much football before.
Yeah.
And you're in week 18 now. And there's only a few guys. That is what makes, to me, Christian McCaffrey's season so special and miraculous. The fact that he's played 17 and he's touched the ball 400-umpteen times. But these guys that are playing backup spots on defense specifically, they are probably gassed because this is their first real big shot at a starting role, and it might be catching up with them.
All right, I went down the 49ers injuries earlier, but I'm going to play the Kyle Shanahan sound on the injuries so you can hear what it sounds like. Here's Shanahan gone down the injury list as we head toward the wild card game against Philly.
D. Winters with his ankle. We'll evaluate throughout this week. Luke Gifford with his quad. We'll evaluate throughout the week. Keon White, hamstring. We'll evaluate throughout the week. Jair Brown, rib. He's day-to-day. Kalia Davis, knee tendonitis, day-to-day. Tatum Bethune, groin. Be out for the rest of the season. And updates on players who missed the game. Trent Williams and Ricky, both with hamstring and knee ankle. We'll evaluate them throughout this week.
All right, that was Kyle Shanahan.
Obviously, did it just me, or did that sound like the injury report from week four, week five, weeks? Remember, you know, we'd play this sound going through on every Monday. Kyle does his press conference, his conference call, and it felt like every week it sounded just like that. Seven different names of guys that are hurt.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. This is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line from 650. McCaffrey had a huge fumble on the opening drive in the Super Bowl. Fans, don't forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible? Like, isn't a huge fumble in the Super Bowl redundant? If you fumble in the Super Bowl, it's a big fumble.
Yes. Well, I didn't realize this until you brought it up and forced me to actually eat crow, but not only is that the only fumble he's lost in a playoff game, that's the only time he's ever fumbled. You know, because you could fumble and have it be recovered by the offense, but it still can't. You still put the ball on the turf. He's never fumbled the ball.
Oh, right. And, even
no, just at all. Yeah. That's the only time it's ever happened. So,
in the playoffs.
Yeah, which sucks because, Steiny, they were moving the ball on that drive.
Which one?
In the Super Bowl, the first possession. They went right down the field.
He had a big run, though, in that first possession, didn't he?
Yeah, and then he lost the ball at the end of it.
That was like a 40-yard run?
I don't know. It was a 40-yard run, but it was pretty good. And then they're moving the ball at the end of that drive. On Saturday against the Seahawks. They were bing, bang, boom, right down the field, party, surgical.
Yeah,
and then McCaffrey.
No, you're right. I think Kyle, they had one good drive, and they stubbed their toe on the 1 or 2 yard line. But I think Kyle's okay with that. Apparently. One good drive a game. Yeah. Will
is almost good enough.
Will in San Bruno is not happy about the injuries. Will, you're on. Talk to me about the injuries. Will in San Bruno.
What's going on, Steiny? What's up, brother, man?
Hey.
Look, hear me out. I'm going to need you to call the President of the United States. We need Delta Force to come in and invade Santa Clara because this is an absolute nightmare. A torn groin. Like, I have seen football my entire adult life. I played it, you know, scratched my butt on the sidelines in high school, you know, as a bench warmer. Nothing. I have never heard of that. You've probably never heard of that. A torn groin. What is going on? Like, the best ability is availability. We don't even have that. So I don't know what's going on. You can get, you know, Delta Force, Air Force, Star Wars, whatever you want to call it. We need help. This is insane. Forget talking about, you know, the uniforms we wore that looks like we're sponsored by Burger King, or forget, like, you know, Brock Purdy might just be like the Tony Romo for the Niners, you know, just around, but like his highs are high, but his lows are really, really low. And forget how Kyle got outclassed by his own defensive coordinator because he did the job, right? So we got to talk about the medical staff, the training staff, because this is crazy. This is I've never seen anything like this. You know, I'm not even a Donald Trump guy. We need help, Steiny, and I feel like you can make the call. You can help me out. Thanks. Thank you, brother. I appreciate All right. you. You guys have a great Monday, huh?
All right,
you
thanks,
too.
Will.
I don't know if you want Steiny calling the press.
I don't know. Yeah, that's true. I don't know what a torn groin is that. Either. I just know I don't want to have one.
You've never, like, strained your groin?
Strained? Not like, I don't even know what that is.
Well, actually, I took liberties. It sounded like Kyle said groin injury. I don't know if that means it was torn, but he's out for the season. So it's obviously bad. But, I mean, yeah, people, you know, it happens. You run the inner part of your thigh.
That's pretty much an Iron Man, you know, during my day. I didn't miss games.
Yeah, neither did I.
Certainly wouldn't miss the last game that was the difference between home field advantage and not. Well, I could have gone.
Bethune didn't. He got hurt during the game. Are you talking about Trent?
Trent and Pearsall are interesting. I got to play
bigger games than this.
No, seriously, let me. I want to play this because I thought I heard the same thing about. Trent and Ricky.
They were pushing it. It would have been too risky to play him, though. But they pushed it all the way up to the end. But it would have been the smartest decision by us to let him.
Well, Pearsall, I get it. I mean, the guy's, you know, he's made of glass. But
I could have sworn I heard a quote from Shanahan where he said, yeah, the one extra day didn't help or something like that. Like, and we're down a day. And it almost made it sound like a day could have been the difference.
Okay, well, then both of them should be out there on Sunday because you get an extra day of rest.
Yes.
You have 8 days instead of seven.
They should be back there. If they were close, then they'll probably play.
Yeah, and I think that should make a big difference.
Yeah.
A bigger difference, and Tatum Bethune's been solid for the Niners this year, especially stepping in for Warner, but having Trent and Ricky should be more game changers.
Yeah, all right. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're putting to bed the 49ers regular season, but that's all we're putting to bed, the regular season. Now they go to the playoffs. They go to the playoffs, and even though it's tough with this loss just 2 days ago, keep in mind, playoffs were the goal this year. They made the playoffs, and now they got to go to Philly. They got one game at a time. Philly can be beaten at home. They can be.
Yeah, I mean, Philly's, you know, you listen to Eagles fans,
exactly.
Philly shouldn't even be in the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 888-957-9570. On the other side, we'll get to some calls and wrap it up on 95.7 The Game.
Make money predicting sports, politics, culture, and more. Legally nationwide with Kelsey. From sports to Bitcoin, the Oscar.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be.
That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hey, it's Willard from Willard and Dibbs coming up at 2 o'clock. Now back to Steiny and Goo. Steiny and Goo, you're having a great show today, guys. Keep it going.
That shows you what you know, Mark. Goo's not even here today. Evan Giddings is in. Willard's going to be joining us in 30 minutes for the crossover.
Yeah, Goo should be back tomorrow.
Sponsored by Bay Alarm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's new.
2026.
Willard showed up to my New Year's Eve party. Will and Christy.
For a sec, yeah.
Yeah. That's all.
What was it? Was that an upset? Or
no,
you,
I was
you weren't
just,
expecting him?
You want me to go down the list of who came and who didn't?
Yeah, I mean, like, how many people did you expect to actually...
From work?
Go, yeah.
I about mean, the about exact... Lucas Alexander was a little bit of a surprise, which was a good surprise.
Well, that's because I gave him a ride.
Okay. Nevertheless, I expected you. I had no intention. I had no thought that Guru was going to be there, and I was right. Everybody else who didn't show had said, you know, they weren't gonna show. Most people gave me notice.
Well, a couple of people you didn't give much notice to.
Kenny, I invited Kenny late. He said he was gonna try to make it, and then he texted the night of. I gotta believe the weather kept him. Well, first of all, there were a lot of people there.
Well, he has
weather,
a child.
Yeah, the weather and the wife.
Yeah, that's fine. It's like
one of the same.
Like, I don't know if he was serious.
They're always changing.
I didn't get a response from Risotto, though.
Well, you invited him the day before.
Right.
It was a throwaway line. Like, hey,
no,
pasta.
No, I sent him an invite.
You're not doing anything
I asked the boss for Risotto's contact.
You have no life or anything to do on New Year's stuff. Feel free to stop by whatever address.
You have my contact.
Now I do, yeah. I just had your number, and I kept scrolling, and I was like, I don't know if that's Risotto.
Well, I think what happened is we passed each other on the sidewalk walking out, and then right after we passed each other, I got a text
from
you.
That's right.
Steven, you should be happy he knows your name. That's not a given.
Please. I was going to invite Dylan. I mean Ryan.
Seventh time's the charm.
All right.
He actually has a strange resolution. Now we're getting back to
who?
The Niners. Dylan. He said for the whole month of January, he wants to do home-cooked meals for every single meal he eats.
I like that.
Yeah, there's no chance. There's no chance that he's going to have a home-cooked meal.
It depends on...
He cannot be that
every
guy.
Every single
Listen.
Meal.
You see, this
is... 90 meals.
You realize he has a girlfriend.
No, he... Well, yeah, that's true. I didn't factor that in the equation.
No. I don't mean it like that. I mean they could split the duties of making the meals together.
You're about to step in it.
Oh, please.
You better be careful.
All right. 49. Listen, I got some good news for 49er fans.
You play on Sunday.
Exactly. And if I were to told
Yay!
You before the season, look, when we thought this team might be healthy, we thought they were a 10 or 11 win team. They weren't healthy. They ended up winning 12 games. They're playing on the road. It's kind of about what we figured and what we, quite frankly, were hoping for. Yeah, no doubt it's disappointing because you had a shot to get the number one. But as you kind of said, the Niners right now are kind of where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, that's why I don't know if they've... I certainly don't think they've underachieved.
I don't either.
But based on the place that they're in, I don't know if they've really overachieved either. You know, they're kind of... At the beginning of the season, I didn't have them at 12 wins. I'll be the first to admit that.
Exactly.
I did not think they were going to win 12 games. But I did think that they would be able to, by virtue of the schedule, sneak in as a wild card. You know, I probably had them, well, maybe they'd be the last team, but I thought that they'd get in. So they're in a spot where they have the toughest, you know, I think first round game. I'd rather go to Chicago than I would go to Philly.
I would too.
I think the Packers have an easier first round matchup. So you have the toughest road game in the first round of wild card weekend. That's kind of what I thought the Niners would be staring at the beginning of the year. Now, obviously, everything plays out. You know, if Bosa and Warner stays healthy, all the rest of the guys, who knows what happens with this team, which does suck. But I challenge anybody to call in and say they believe the Niners were going to be better than this at the beginning of the year.
Exactly. So we made our predictions, everybody. I had them at 10 wins. Guru had them at 10 wins. Then they lost Bosa. Then they lost Warner. I forget when they lost Warner, what week it is. Well, it was. But, you know, they had a winning record throughout the season. And I remember saying, I'm not dropping the win total because the injuries had occurred after they'd probably won. I don't know what week Warner got hurt in, but they were like 4-2 or something maybe.
Well, Mac Jones won his first three games, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So if the Niners... What if the Niners were healthy and they went 12-5 and lost that game? Would we feel better about them going into Philly and winning? Probably, but we'd still be really... Like, the bottom line is they made the playoffs and they were really hit hard by injuries and they took advantage of a schedule we all knew they had. They're right where they should be right now. Let's go to Patrick in South City. Hey, Patrick, how you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Doing well, man.
What's up, Pat?
How you doing? You know, watching that game, that was totally, totally Shanahan's fault, and it's continued failure in big moments, big games to make adjustments. The Seattle Seahawks have a great defense. They put their front seven up on us all game. He did nothing to soften up the defense like in the old days, like Bill Walsh would do, for example. No deep throws, no slants, no screen plays, nothing. He was just running the ball up the middle on a defense that was going to stop the run. He didn't have Brian Robinson, who's a stronger back, do more running. There was no creativity on offense at all. And all those guys did is put their front seven on the line and waited for us to do something. That really, really upset me watching that. I mean, we got to teach this quarterback how to do a quick release against defenses like this. It happens over and over. This guy is holding the ball way too long, and I attribute that to not correct play calling, and I wanted to see what you guys thought about that.
Yeah, I just feel like they...
A guy's got to be open for you to throw him the ball. I mean, and I will say that there was a few times where Shanahan had, you know, a screen pass or, you know, a quick little hitter to try and get the ball quick, and they went nowhere. I mean, there was, I think it was on their second possession, or maybe it was their third after they got a first down, but, you know, they're going down the field, and they run a, a tight end screen to Kittle, and he just gets absolutely buried. Like, gets the ball, turns around in the turf, play dead, 5-yard loss. So you can try and run whatever you want, but I think also Seattle, one of the reasons why they were so successful is they didn't have to bring pressure. They got pressure with four guys. Their linebackers are sideline to sideline, quick as hell. Their secondary also thumps. They're just, they're a really, really good defense. There's a reason why they're the number one scoring defense in the NFL. They give up 17 points a game, I think.
Yeah, you know, Philmo Mike called in about 30 minutes ago, and he mentioned Brian Robinson. And you even made a reference. He might have been their best runner. I don't know. He had, what, 2-3 carries?
Well, against that sort of team, he's your most physical back. Like, with all due respect to McCaffrey, he can absorb punishment. He's very sturdy. But Brian Robinson is a guy who, because he hasn't been used 400 times, 400-plus times over the year, he's got a little more juice. And so he can hit the hole with a bit more authority. He's bigger. He's stronger. And I'm not saying that would have been the difference in them winning the football game, but if you're trying to, as our caller talked about, soften things up, maybe Brian Robinson would have been an option.
Yeah, and but I think the catch 22 is, in a game like Saturday, is, like, ideally you would use Robinson to spell McCaffrey and ideally get 6 to 8 touches, or maybe even more if you want. But again, when you're going 3 and out the first 2 series, well, now the first priority is you got to try to get McCaffrey involved. Like, it's almost like a catch 22 if you're taking McCaffrey. And, like, about putting McCaffrey in the slot, I mean, yeah, that makes sense to me. But I don't know how realistic it is for Kyle Shanahan, or whether it's a seamless thing to do. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, McCaffrey can play slot and we'll just keep going. I don't know what Kyle Shanahan feels about that, but, you know, it's hard when McCaffrey's only getting 10 carries, but then you don't have any plays to get Robinson on the field more.
Yeah, and I mean, the other issue with Robinson is, if he's in the game, it kind of is a tell. I mean, if he's in the game, it's to run the ball. And if you're not using him, then, you know, he's not like McCaffrey. He doesn't really catch the ball out of the backfield. At least he hasn't in this offense. So, you know, I think there was one time where they had Robinson in, and it was a shotgun, like it was a gun run. And I think they tried to disguise a run by putting Purdy not under center. But even that didn't really go anywhere. So, I don't know. I just feel like the whole game, Kyle Shanahan was trying to get into a rhythm. And unfortunately, it took him until essentially their last drive to do it. And that was the drive that resulted in a turnover.
All right, so we got some sound from Kyle Shanahan. I'm going to go to Orlando and San Bruno. Then I'm going to get to all this Kyle Shanahan sound from today. This is stuff you haven't heard. But first, let's finish up the calls with Orlando and San Bruno. What's up, Orlando?
Hi, guys. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
You too.
Thank you. You know what? I'm going to be positive that, yes, they're still alive and they're going to be playing in the playoffs. The reason why they lost is they were outcoached. The Seahawks, to me, were focused on CMC not beating them and Purdy. And Purdy always makes mistakes. And on that note, that ball should have been thrown to the sideline and to Purdy. I mean, and to the sideline and to CMC, not to CMC and the defender. And that's why you have the interception. Yes, he should have caught that 3rd and 17 play, like everyone's been talking about. That was the biggest deflator. But we're very happy and thrilled that they're 12-5 because, yes, guys, like you guys mentioned, 10-7 to me. I can't remember when they were 4-2. I can see them winning 11 games. Them winning 12 surpassed our expectation, especially with the type of season they've had.
Yeah. No, thanks, Orlando. We got to get a little move on, but you're right. And I think, I've been around the sports game for a while. I know how this works. Come Thursday or Friday, these frowns are going to be turned upside down, and we're going to be talking about how you go into Philly and win the game. My question is this. Had the Niners not been playing for the pick but won the game and still had to go to Philly just because of the Rams still want, like, would we feel better about this team?
Yeah, 100%. Because, and you, I think you put it perfectly, it's not that if you won the game, you're still in the playoffs, but losing that game impacts your chances to win a Super Bowl. Now we're talking about, can you just win a game? You know, I think if they had won, if they'd beat Seattle, they're the one seed, they host, we're obviously going to have 2 weeks off, but you're now thinking bigger than just the division round. You're thinking NFC Championship. You're thinking about Bad Bunny at halftime here at Levi Stadium. You're thinking about us at the Moscone. People talking about the Niners. Your mind is moving forward now, which is kind of, in a way, now that I'm talking out loud, the way the whole season is gone, that loss forces you to be present. And it forces you to only focus on this game and if the Niners can win this game. If they'd won, well then, KG, anything's possible. And that's the thought that's kind of removed.
And you know what? And I get that. But to me, as a radio guy, like, that wouldn't have been good.
What? Them getting the one seed?
Yes, because, here's what I think. I think getting the six has now given 49er fans the perspective on how tough it's going to be to win the Super Bowl. Had the Niners won yesterday, I think that's right. We wouldn't be talking about who they're going to play. Can they win the Super Bowl? Are they going to win three? They're going to win the Super Bowl? They don't have to leave the bit. It would have been, well, now they can actually win a Super Bowl. And like we wouldn't be talking about almost individual games until they came.
No, but
you
I think
know what I mean?
But I think that people were starting to really get behind this team, not just as a, you know, as a fun story and as an overachieving group, but as like a potential contender.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's say they are kind of pretenders, but they won last year.
But this is the other part, too, is you played the best team in football. I mean, what if I told you the Niners are the third best team in the NFC? Would you take that?
Sure.
Okay, it still doesn't mean that you're going to even get to the NFC Championship game.
No, I know. I know.
That's what I think people are.
Well, my question is this. I'm going to give you two choices. You win yesterday. Okay, you're the number one seed. You have a bye, and you get exposed and lose that first playoff game at Levi Stadium mm-hmm. in a similar way you did Saturday.
Sure.
Or you can lose Saturday, you go to Philly and win, but you lose in the second round not having the bye.
I see what you're saying.
I know it's a goofy hypothetical.
Well,
but.
And that's what we do. But I think that game and the way they were, honestly, exposed by the Seahawks.
That's part of this whole equation.
Yeah, but if your glass is half full, you can absolutely look at that game and say, all right, well, shoot. Here's what we got to do better. You know, if we're going to play a team like that, and Philly is not as good as Seattle. But if you're looking at the Eagles' defense, you're saying, wow, they got a pretty good secondary. They got those two monsters in the middle of that defensive line. They can get to the quarterback. They can stop the. How are we going to beat that? Okay, well, you got a glimpse. You know, Brock Purdy got some actual reps against a defense that's really freaking good. Because remember, he also didn't play against Houston. It was Mac Jones. So that was Brock Purdy's first game against a dominant defense this entire year. You could say Jacksonville. That was early. He obviously had the turf toe. Wasn't himself. This is as close to 100% Brock Purdy as possible, and he just saw the best. So, if you're him, if you're Shanahan, you can apply that, I think, to Philadelphia. And that's where we're going to be talking about this week, how they actually try and flip the script, you know.
You actually said something that I really agreed with in a big way. And it was, and
I
it's,
mean, I do that.
It's the part about if you're going to be someone like me who says, you know, they took advantage of the schedule. And then what happened? Well, then they got their comeuppance against it. They finally played a good team. Well, it doesn't mean they can't beat a good team. It meant they couldn't beat a good team on Saturday. I completely agree with you that if Seattle's so much better than their last five or six opponents, and they handed it to the Niners are more equipped to win on Sunday in Philadelphia than they would have been if they just would have played some other team, nondescript team. Like, I do believe that.
And I also think it's good that they played them now as opposed to the last time they played a dominant defense was week 8. I mean, that's eons ago. I think Kyle Shanahan said something after the Bears game. Someone asked him what happened. I think it was either Indianapolis or Tennessee, and he said something like, oh, God, that game feels like a month ago. Oh, it was 2 weeks ago. If 2 weeks feels like a month, what does 10 weeks feel like? Like, this is a completely different team. So not only did you get to see the best of the best, but you saw them as a precursor to what the postseason is going to be about. And that's physicality, taking care of the football, making plays on big downs. They obviously did not do that against the Seahawks, and it sucks because they lost the game. But you could also look at it and say we're better off for it because the probability of them scoring 3 points again, I believe, is extremely low. And I think most people are in the same boat.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is...
They had 9 first downs. 9. 9 first downs.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that was their first game against Seattle. Because they played Seattle week 1, right? It was the first week of the year.
September
7th.
And
they won on the last possession, right? Or they scored and then got a hold, which they never got 2 years ago, but they got all the time this year. So... I do think there's something to that. And the other thing is, it's two things I think that are, one, it's that was a humbling loss, but at least you've got veterans on your team. And I do think that's why I give the 49ers a chance. It's going to be tough for them to win 3 tough road games, but if you take them one game at a time, like everybody says, then they know all you got to do is beat Philly. All right, here is, you want to hear some Kyle Shanahan?
Yeah.
Let's see. We did the injury updates. He was asked about Warner. Here you go.
I think it's too far off right now. I think it is a possibility, you know, as we got closer to a possible third game here, you know, championship game, but it's not something we're thinking about right now.
All right, so that was Fred Warner. He was asked about the missed tackles that led to a dominating 13-point performance by Seattle.
I mean, that definitely doesn't make it easier. I think that stuff adds up. I think it does with injuries and stuff, too. But, you know, that can't be your excuse for it. I mean, that's just stuff that doesn't make it easier. You got to find a way to do it. And, you know, he said it during the game, and it's only more evident after. You know, 18 missed tackles is way too much.
Oh. I'm just going to run through these because they're brand new. Okay. All right. Ricky Pearsall.
I mean, he re-aggravated it, which whether that looks like a setback or, I mean, I guess it's not a setback. It was just he re-aggravated it, which is usually what happens with PCLs.
All right. What about the offensive line?
Oh, boy.
I mean, yeah, it was a tough game, and we knew it would be going into it. I mean, there was a couple times, especially that last third down. There was a few times that they got edges on our tackles. You know, the 4th-and-1 was a big one, and the last third down was a big one. But I also think they had a number of plays where they did give us time, but we didn't take advantage of those on those drives. But it's going against a defense like that, you are going to have some bad plays, which they did, but by no means were they not up for the challenge on other plays also.
All right, last one. This is but now you got it's going to be hard, and now you got to play the Eagles and blah, blah, blah.
I think that's what our guys are ready for. I mean, you know, to go all into that game, I don't think we cared who we played. The main thing was knowing that you got to go to 3 on the road to get there to the last game of the season as opposed to 2 games at home to get there. So that was the biggest thing in playing the hard way. Right now you can't get picky about who you play, whether it's the defending champs or whether it's the 7th seed. This is the playoffs. Everyone's earned the right to be here. If you want to reach your ultimate goal, you got to be good enough to beat anybody.
All right, that's Kyle Shanahan.
I mean, I'm with him to an extent. I do think that I personally would rather go to Chicago than go to Philly. But then again, if you're the 49ers and you just played that team – very recently, maybe that is a game you'd like to avoid.
So Kyle Shanahan, this will be the fifth time he's gone to the playoffs.
Sure.
Each of the first four times, they won two games, at least they won two games each year.
They've been to either the NFC Championship or the Super Bowl every single time.
They went in two games this year? Not out of the question.
There was a show we did, oh God, it was like, maybe it was around the beginning of the season. We had like a hot take about the Niners. And I think my hot take was that they would play for the NFC Championship. I did feel that before the Seattle game. And I think I got to stick with it.
We'll see.
I think they can beat Philly. I think it's interesting that of all the games this weekend, they're the second highest spread as far as points against. I think some of that has to do with the injuries. Part of it also has to do with Philly probably having more rest because they didn't really try on Sunday and being at home. But I don't know. Like going back to back is just really hard. I mean, Philly's played so many football games. And honestly, I got to see Jalen Hurts do it. I just do.
That's fair enough. And also the 49ers, the one thing that they did accomplish this weekend is that they prevented us from talking about the Warriors today. That's going to change.
I thought you were going to hit a break. We were going to have a perfect show.
That's going to change tomorrow.
You know who you are?
Hmm.
You're a pitcher who just got 26 straight outs.
Yeah.
And you gave up a broken bat, two-out single.
That's fine. We'll win the game.
To blow a perfect game.
Oh, we'll win the game. See, I don't care about numbers. Not like that guy from St. Mary's who almost started a fight because he wanted 30 points instead of 28.
His name's Paulus Moraskis. You're Armando Galarraga.
What's coming up on the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was also sponsored by the Super Bowl Experience presented by Jersey Mike's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.